Dave Moore on Today FM.
Lads, how are you?
Not too bad, Dave. How are you?
Come here. Congrats on my favourite movie of the year. I absolutely love this so much.
Ah, good man, Dave. We love your show as well.
Ah, you're saying all the right things. For anyone who hasn't seen it, give us like the elevator pitch, the 30-second pitch of the movie plot here.
If you like music and you hate the British government, clap your hands.
You can't argue with that, in fairness, as a descriptor.
It's a massive rom-com.
There is a rom-com element as well. Yeah, fair. Is it true Rich, the director, wrote the screenplay, pestered you guys for months to be in it, and doesn't speak any Irish?
No, we wrote the screenplay.
I wrote Rich into existence.
We just put Rich's name on it because obviously there's a lot of controversial jokes in the movie, and we thought we needed an English man as cover to get by the funders.
Yeah, so we wrote it all. We're Rich's dad.
Right. Stole his wallet to use his bank cards to fund the start of it.
In fairness to him, he went to Irish language classes.
Didn't work.
But good for him. I'm only joking. Nah, he got his fun, yeah. No, fair play to him. He does more than most Irish people anyway, with the language is concerned.
That's actually fair, yeah.
Now, Rich came to us with the idea, obviously, and he was messaging us for 6 months, and we would keep ignoring him because a lot of people be writing to us, looking to do documentaries and weird stuff. And eventually we bowed and let him into the life, and
he got us on a talent show. We got three of us, and he put us together like we were in sync, or like the what do you call them? The boys in the Betterland.
Fun things, do you say?
Boyzone.
And then the script that he brought to us was a very good script, and we sat down in and saw that he was serious and
rewrote it.
He was very creative. He was a visionary. We gave him a lot of our life experiences and
visionary, revolutionary, Gilgore.
Whatever combination it was, it's really, really worked. And how has it been for you lads becoming actors? Is it easy to transition from one type of performance and then go into something completely different?
He's behind you.
It's the roles we were born to play.
Well, we tried to get out. Like, we obviously initially asked Brad Pitt to play all three of us.
No, we wanted to get Eddie Murphy to do all three of us, like Norbert.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton. I asked Hillary Clinton to play me, but she said, I don't act.
No, we took it because obviously we're well used to doing this kind of stuff, performing on stage and stuff. So it was one of them ones. We obviously done acting classes for a few months with Kieran Lagan and stuff. So it was one of those ones we kind of took to naturally, and we all really enjoyed it.
It's dead easy acting. You know, feel sorry for anybody who spent 40 grand of their dad's money to go to acting school and then they're in a wee play down in the local community centre.
Now they were in a Halifax advert.
No, we had to commit ourselves to the acting. We understood how detrimental this movie could have been to our music careers if it was shite. It would have had a negative impact on our music careers. So we fully committed ourselves to the classes. We would have to like stare in each other's eyes for 10 minutes sometimes is one of the
weird.
That's one of the exercises you do to learn how to act. I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe it's not, but it worked. So give it a go.
If there came a point, and let's hope there never is, but if there came a point where you had to make a choice between the two spheres of industry, now that you've sampled both, which would you pick?
Gymnastics. Family.
Wherever the money is.
whatever one's offering most money.
We have got offered to write a like a mystery novel recently, so.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we might do that there with Jay Adams. He's asked us to write a book about him.
I think you could teach Tom Cruise a bit of Gaelic. What about Mission Duyenta?
I know, definitely do the music. Music's better crack.
Yeah, the music is better crack, in fairness. Can I tell you my proudest Gaelic moment?
Go ahead.
So myself and comedian Neil Delamere, we have a podcast together, right?
Yeah.
And on one episode, we talked to the chief terminologist at Furas na Gaeilge, so the lad who chairs the meetings that decide on words that go into Irish.
I actually know him.
Do you? Dunica?
Yeah, Dunica, yeah.
So we asked him if we could try and get a word into the Irish language. So we went for super dodger, right? Because it was just after COVID and that was a phrase we learned. We figured it wouldn't be in the dictionary yet, and he confirmed it wasn't. So what would you guys say if I asked you to kind of, you know, give me super dodger os Gaeilge?
Sar Chiahantor,
yeah, that was one. We ended up going with Sar Eilehor.
Sar Eilehor, yeah, super escaper.
Super escaper.
So that's actually now in the yeah, forest and the Gaeilge. That's in the dictionary.
He's done more for the language than us.
Do you get paid commission for that? For every word in the Irish language, every word in the Irish language dictionary, you get, is it £10? Do you get bonus? What's the crack here?
Royalties.
Do you understand like the importance of the work? And I mean, whether you're, I don't know if you see it as work, but what you're doing for the Irish language, like.
Again.
Do you think about that at all?
No, definitely. People tell you all the time, oh, they're learning Irish because of us and all this kind of stuff. So, of course, you see it a lot.
It's nice. I mean, you get people talking about what they're going to do and they're going to learn Irish. You don't actually kind of see the practicalities of it.
Yeah, we're not setting in on Irish language classes just yet. See if people are actually serious.
I got a message off a girl I was friends with years ago, and she was about to send her daughter to primary school. And she wasn't sure about sending her daughter to the Irish language school or the English school. And then after seeing the movie, that was it. She decided she's going to send her kid to the Irish school. And so it's small things they got there, I think, makes a massive difference. It gives people the confidence. And like, I grew up speaking Irish, but the two boys here, none of their family really speak Irish. Their parents never spoke Irish. And it's the bravery of these parents sending their kids to the Irish schools is what will change Ireland from now on. And we can be a bilingual country like Iceland, or like the Basque country, or any of them countries there. There's no reason why we shouldn't be speaking both languages.
I think we're definitely owed royalties from Duolingo, I'd say.
Yeah, that Duolingo bird. Have you ever seen that Duolingo bird?
Tell him he owes me a fortune.
He owes me.
Let him know.
And reparations from the Brits as well.
And there of course, is that too.
And of course, Celtic.
There's an amazing Irish language short film called You, Me, and Sanam Dum.
Oh, that's my favourite. You know, Alotosa, Eglower, Lomsa.
Michel Antain, Dina, and So.
Tama, Alura, Goba.
Where is he now? Is he still working in that pub in Connemara?
No, Shisawa, Kyanoi, Majokic.
No, look up here, mate.
No, Lord Gubber.
I never know Paddy spoke Chinese.
That's actually it's Father Jack who plays your man at the bar.
We know it. Do you want us to do the whole? We can do it all for you.
Pick a scene, we'll do it.
Well, listen, my best mate wrote and directed that. I like the music for it.
I love it. No, it's iconic. See the colouring, the shading, the atmosphere of the whole short movie, and everything's iconic about that there.
Let's chat him and get a remake done of it.
Yeah, we'll be if he wants us to be in the second one, you have
I will
us
tell him.
Here.
Yeah.
Do.
Kneecap us and I'm dumb. And I usually ask my guests a question where I ask them who the most famous person in their phone is, but I think I'll ask you lads, who's the most famous fan of yours? Are we talking Elton, Noel Gallagher? Who's blown you away yet?
Both of those are fans.
We met Noel in real life. Only met Elton on the interweb.
Life.
But yeah, we met Noel after the Glastonbury gig.
It's got to be Noel Gallagher.
Yeah, we were like literally just off stage after doing two gigs at Glastonbury, sweating balls, having a cigarette, and busted, and then some fella taps me on the shoulder, and it was Noel Gallagher, and I was like, oh, what's the crack? I was like,
he was like, have you got a fiver just for a pint?
I was like, what are you doing here? And he's like, are you playing?
Do you like music?
He's like, no, I was here to see your gig. I was like, oh, no way, that's nice. And then we chatted about the history of Ireland, etc.
Daniel O'Donnell, probably, in my phone. He's probably the most famous in my phone. The DOD legend. Big shout out to Daniel.
Yeah, my granny loves Daniel O'Donnell.
Who doesn't? And in fairness, Noel Gallagher's a sale man. I've met him a couple of times.
We're obviously
taking the micker, but he was a legend.
Really, really.
He's really, really complimentary and
chilled out.
He's iconic. So I mean, he's the sound of our childhoods.
Got to meet Lewis Capaldi though. He was a fan, and we sang one verse of the Broad Black Brimmer Rebel song.
Yeah,
that was pretty good. It's just pretty cool, right? I got there.
Brilliant. I'll snip that out now and put it out as a single. Lads, come here. Gorgeous on the movie. Gorgeous on the tunes. Are we got a new album on the way soon?
Oh, wow. We're going to win a second album. And it's going to be even bigger, better, bolder, sexier. The Irish is back. And sexier than ever. But we don't want it to be too sexy or too trendy.
No, not yet.
Not yet, because we'll have to start speaking Esperanto or something now, you know what I mean?
Don't want to oversaturate the market here.
Yeah, fair enough. Lads, Sloan, August Bannock, thank you so much for chatting. Really appreciate it. And congrats on the movie, lads.
Gormagat, Dave.
Amor, Dave Moore.
Sloan,
Gormagat. Gormagat, Dave Moore. Sloan, Dave Moore.
Sloan. Dave Moore on Today FM.